Here we're 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock, driving home with Downtown. On the Pulse, WZON, high definition, WKIT HD3 worldwide, WZONThePulse.com, and on the WZON app. Joining us next on the G&M Family Market telephone line, well, it's the pride of Rumford, Maine. You know him, of course, from his work on Comcast Sportsnet New England, Gary Tanguay joining us. Hello, Gary.
Rich, how are you? Do you have all that memorized, or is that on a big card?
There are no big cards. It's right off the top of my little head.
What, right? That steel trap, man. There's just, what isn't sponsored, you know?
Everything. People want to be a part of Downtown, as you know. They're coming out of the woodwork. It's crazy. It's crazy. What's going on?
Well, I mean, the Patriots rule. You know, everybody wants to talk Patriots, Patriots, Patriots. Celtics play Milwaukee tonight. Bucks are a good team. But, you know, the Bruins and the Celtics really haven't caught the attention of anybody. It's all Pats. And, you know, if Belichick runs the rest of the season with Stork as his right tackle, he should get coach of the year. But he won't. You know, that's not how it works. When you have Brady, they think it's all a quarterback. And, you know, they may be right. But, man, with what this team has to work with right now, Bill is certainly earning his money.
Well, yeah, and the task got tougher this week with the injuries, especially losing Deion Lewis for the season as well as he played. Obviously, you can't replace a guy like that with that same level of talents, but once again, this team has shown incredible ability to just adjust on the fly and go in a different direction.
Well, it's an attitude. It's the way they do things. They don't cry in their beer, and they just move forward. It's next man up, and Brandon Bolden and James White will be expected to, as they say, do their job. And it's corny and it's cliche, but it's how they do things. They're not going to pick anybody up off the waiver wire. I mean, Jonas Gray got cut, but Jonas Gray is not that type of back. There were some other guys out there, you know, who people thought they might want to bring in, but they're not going to do it. They're going to say, these are the guys that have been in the system. And Bolden's been fine. He does a good job. He's not great. But as you saw, he made a play in the game on Sunday. And when given the opportunity, he's made plays. Not big plays, but he's made plays. And White, here's a chance to prove yourself, kid. You know, this is your shot. Let's see what you can do. But, you know, just to go back to Deion Lewis, is to me, this is where Belichick doesn't get enough credit because he's been criticized for his drafts, and I get it, it's part of the deal. But here's a guy in Deion Lewis he brought in for a bargain. And he let Vereen go to the Giants for $10 million and $3 million guaranteed. And up until Lewis got hurt, you know, Bill was getting, as they say, fantastic value and actually getting a player that was better than Vereen. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that goes untalked about. But it's a big loss. But with this offense, as long as you still have Gronkowski and you got Brady, you're going to be fine. I think some of these offensive linemen are going to come back. I wouldn't be surprised if Cannon plays. I've heard he's close. So you move Cannon to the left side and Cam Fleming goes to the right side. And I don't know about Bowman. You know, we got to wait and see if we see him in the locker room tomorrow. If Bowman's walking around the locker room tomorrow, that's a pretty good sign that he's going to be back and he's followed the concussion protocol and he's ready to go. If not, Brady, again, is going to have two not-so-good players, in my opinion, at the tackle spot.
Well, we know what the Giants have done in the past in big, big games. Here we are in the regular season. Do they pose a real threat to this unbeaten streak?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't. I think that we'll make a lot of the ghosts, you know, the Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning ghosts from 07 and 2010. I still say the Patriots win in 2010 as Gronk is healthy. They were loaded up front in 07. That's not the case now. JPP's coming back with his, you know, three-fingered hand or whatever he's got with that oven mitt he's wearing. You know, offensively, they got Odell Beckham Jr., they got Vereen, they got, you know, Randall and Manning. I like the front seven, the Patriots front seven against them. The Giants, look how many points they gave up against New Orleans. New Orleans defensively is not as good as the Patriots. Look how they had to beat the Cowboys, who are an awful football team. So I think if the Patriots lose this game, it's on the Pats. The Pats should win this game. They're a more talented team. You know, ghost be damned.
Gary, we were talking about this a few minutes ago. The news came out in the last 24 hours that Wes Welker is back in the NFL, signing with the Rams. This makes me sad to see him come back. How do you feel about the return of Welker?
I'm with you. He should not play. he should not play. Six concussions. Something should be done about it. Shame on the Rams for signing him to me. Look, Wes had a great career, better than anyone would have thought. But why are they signing him? Why is this guy back on the field? I know you can't prevent somebody from making a living, but he just should not be allowed. It should not. He should not play. It is too bad. It's a damn shame. It really is. Because, you know, it's going to have a great impact on him, you know, down the road. Some say it already has.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Gary Tangway, Comcast Sportsnet New England. A couple of baseball stories involving the Red Sox. One, the rumor is today that the Mets have some interest in Xander Bogaerts. Do you see that coming to anything? And could that net them a big pitcher? And if so, would it be worth it?
Do you get Matt Harvey?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they want to give up somebody like that, but I don't think they do. That's the only way I'd give him up. I know that, you know, they have four starters that everybody, you know, covets, and you want to talk about a big time arm like that. You know, yeah, because you know you gotta have it. You gotta have the pitching. But I don't think the Mets are gonna give up one of their four guys for a position player. I could be wrong. But that's the only way I'd go. I mean, it has to be that type of player to get Bogaerts.
And apparently yesterday, Dave Dombrowski met with Hanley Ramirez to talk about his transition to first base. To me, that transition ought to include transitioning into a different uniform, too.
He's going to try to get rid of him, but who would take him? The guy's radiation. you know, I mean, he went on vacation. They talked about, oh, we talked to Hanley, but he's going on vacation and all. The guy was on vacation all year. He's just a bad apple. He just wanted one more contract, and he's stealing $88 million from the Red Sox. And unfortunately, the Red Sox are going to have to, I think, pay half of the, or not more of the remaining contract to get rid of him.
Would you do that if you're, I mean, it's not your money. Would you do
it? I would. Yes, I would. Rich, I would. Sure. Well, absolutely, because he gets in the way.
Right.
He's not going to – look, he wants to DH. He's not going to DH unless Ortiz gets hurt. And he's not going to learn how to play first. He's not a committed ball player.
Right. That's why I say
– and first is not hard. I'm sorry. I know all these baseball guys tell me footwork and all that baloney. You know, a professional athlete can learn how to play the position, but I just don't think he'll take the time to do it.
Well, no, he didn't want to work with
– I would pay to make him go away.
He didn't work with Butterfield out in left field. What would make anybody think he's going to learn how to play a new position this year? And I'm hoping Dabrowski's conversation was, you know, that work in left field, it's going to be twice that hard. You probably ought to be thinking about going somewhere where you can play a traditional position that you're familiar with. Wouldn't that be better? And can't we do this for less money? And maybe they'll pick up your salary. And don't worry about it. Just leave. Pack it up and go.
I hope so. I mean, Hanley's certainly not going to take less money, but he's going to have to make. They're going to have to pay to make him go away. That's just the question.
Who
wouldn't want to work with Brian Butterfield?
There you go. Who's on our Bella Early edition tonight with you?
We have Chris Gass for Boston Globe.
Very nice.
And also Paul Perillo, Pitcher Football Weekly, will be with us tonight. So it's going to be a good one, Richie.
Hey, did you hear about Gordon Eads? What's up with that job?
I did. Red Sox historian. You know what that's called? A golden parachute, baby.
It sounded like a pretty good gig to me, absolutely.
You should have that job.
Now he's taking it from me. I got to go to Plan B.
I mean, he's coasting. That is just like, here you go, man. Put your feet up. Just coast. Good for him. Good for Gordon.
Absolutely. Nice work if you can get it. Hey, Gary, thanks as always for making time for us. We'll be tuned in tonight, Comcast Sportsnet New England.
All right, Rich, I'll see you.
You got it. 12 minutes to go till the top of the hour.